Court has ruled the government's plan to send some asylum seekers to the country is unlawful. These migrants in Staffordshire think the government's flagship asylum policy will have little impact on stopping the boat.
I don't think this will have stopped people, because the people are fleeing not because of Rwanda or scared of Rwanda, they're scared of their life, of the safety.
I'm very happy because we don't go to Rwanda, we like England.
Rishi Sunak's due to hold a news conference in the next hour. He wants a new treaty with Rwanda, which he thinks will resolve the legal issues. Two 12-year-old boys have been arrested on suspicion of murder in Wolverhampton. A 19-year-old man was fatally stabbed on Monday night. The World Health Organization's boss says it's unacceptable that Israeli forces entered Gaza's biggest hospital. Israel says there was no fighting inside the Al-Shifa. Meanwhile, SNP Westminster leader Stephen Flynn is urging MPs to back his party's amendment to the King's speech, calling for a ceasefire.
How much worse does it need to get? 4,609 children are already dead in Gaza. Babies in the neonatal intensive care unit are dying because they don't have access to oxygen.
The rates at which UK rental costs are increasing has hit a record high. The Office for National Statistics says they rose 6.1% in the 12 months to October. It's up from 5.7% reported in the year to September, the highest figure since records began in 2016. The rate at which prices are rising has slowed. That means the government should hit its target of halving inflation before the end of the year. And the Barbie movie apparently contributed more than £80 million to the UK economy. Warner Brothers says it also created 685 jobs and employed more than 6,000 extras. And that's the latest. I'm Amante Falkenstein.
Cheers, Amante.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening and the start of the night will be dry with largely clear skies, though the early hours cloud will build in, turning cloudy for all of us by dawn. A cloudy night with highs still of 10 at the moment and overnight lows of 3.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
like that, said you could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something. Yeah!
I really like you. On Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice. Doing more than you think. Now, I'm going to play a couple of back-to-back from the 80s because it is today, or born on this day, I should say, was Steve Fossen from American rock band Heart. Now, this song was actually written by Elton John's partner. No, not his partner that he's married to, but Bernie Taupin. Yeah, who'd have thought? I didn't realise he went off writing for other people as well. But this one is actually from 1985 and it was number 8 in the charts.
Spare a little, can I save some?
think that is one of the two songs only that ever got me up on the dance floor in the late 80s, that one. Coming ours, we never can say goodbye here on Phoenix FM. Now, coming up in a second, we're going to have Blur with Barbaric. Yes, that was their comeback single of July 2023. But let's have a listen now, though, to guess the intro. And I'll play this one out. Yeah, you're all together now, right at the end of the show.
Guess the intro.
Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr-Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Think first, you're gonna win. Fallen drops of lovers' vows in the world all around us. Well, I'd like if you got the time to talk to you about what this breakup has done to me. I have lost the feeling that I thought. Of common cause, all of us carry trauma, and in lieu of an explanation, I will pour from the cup on the power of vindication. You have lost the feeling that you thought you'd never lose.
Which leads me to the part where we agree.
We're going to go a little bit back, well, to 1987 again, back to the 80s, because it's Alexander O'Neill's birthday today. Yeah, he's 70 today, and this was one of his most popular songs, I suppose, back then, reached number 4 in the charts. Alexander O'Neill with Criticise, and that'll be taking us straight up to the treble.
FM travel news.
Now, there's delays on the M25 clockwise from Junction 27, that's the M11, to Junction 26 and 28 on the A12. You're looking, actually, yeah, around a 25-minute travel time there. Queuing... I don't know what's going on there. Oh, it's all going on. There's queuing traffic on the A13 eastbound also. Prince Regent's Lane to Lodge Avenue flyover. And the M11 Junction A traffic signals are not working at the top of the northbound exit slip still. Just check that one out for you as well. Now, on the A12 southbound, slow traffic between Junction 8, Colchester Station and Mark's Tay in Canvey Island. A130, there is slow traffic between the High Street and Northwick Road. And on the A120 eastbound, slow traffic between Mark's Tay and Poplar Nurseries Junction. Eastbound, slow moving traffic approaching Galley's Corner. Very slow traffic, I should say, heading away from Braintree Village towards Galley's Corner as well. Now in Rayleigh, slow traffic on Crown Hill towards the High Street, and slow traffic on the High Street northbound between the Rayleigh Weir Interchange and Crown Hill. Chelmsford Parkway eastbound, slow traffic between Rainsford Lane and Victoria Road South. Also slow traffic on Van Diemen's Road between Lady Lane and the Army Navy roundabout. In Colchester, Cymbeline Way, A113, slow traffic eastbound towards the Westway and South End. Slow traffic on the London Road westbound between Victoria Avenue and Westbourne Grove. And A158 northbound, very slow traffic there on the Westbourne Grove from the A13 to the A127. The rail, again, is looking good today, so that's always been good this week, to be fair. And let's head over to the Tube. There's still minor delays on the Jubilee line due to the earlier 40 train at West Ham. I always go to say West Ham United, but I haven't there. I restraint myself. Right, Underground Station closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town, and trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line, westbound, that is, at South Ealing. But there is a good service throughout the whole of the rest of the service.
Some days I wake up and I think I could take anything they throw at me. Some days I wake up and I just wanna go right back to sleep. And there's so much pressure. Be smart, be cute, be nice, be better. Well, I'm just trying to be me. The whole world has an opinion on everything I do and how I feel. I can't keep up with it. I'm sick of trying to figure it out. Like I said, there's pressure. Be cool, be quick, do it all, be better. What does that even mean? There's a girl in the mirror, and she's not what you tell her. She's a lot that you'll never even see. And she's made a decision, 'cause she doesn't have to fit in. She's not perfect, she's just human like me. Unclear. It hasn't been easy to get here. I lost sight of who I am, but now I know that I'm enough. But there's so much pressure. Be smart, be cute, be nice, be better. Things can get pretty tough. There's a girl in the mirror, and she's not what you tell her. She's a lot that you'll never even see. And she's made a decision, 'cause she doesn't have to fit in. She's not perfect, she's just human like me.
These are the flaws that I'm living. I was freaking out, I'm feeling. I wouldn't wanna be anywhere
It is just gone half past four here on Phoenix FM, and it's going to be the three or maybe four at 4:30 because, yes, I have locked in the tracks all with the word tell in the title. Now, it is yours amongst them that you would have liked to have heard.
Away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never her go. That's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. Tell her about it. Let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you haven't spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you.
Yeah, she put her trust.
But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. To accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means. Tell her about it. Tell her how you feel right now. Just tell her about it. The girl don't want to wait too long. You gotta tell her about it. Tell her now when you won't go wrong. You got to tell her about it.
had a couple from the 80s. Yeah, Taylor Dane, Tell It To My Heart. Before that, Billy Joel. Oh, that was a track from 1983 there. And there's another one from the 80s. And because of that, I've now locked in another one. So thank you for all your suggestions as well. So we've got Avril Lavigne coming up with a song you don't often hear on the radio, Naz. Don't tell me. But first, please, please tell me now. Yes, it's Duran Duran.
Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now.
Tears got rid of all my fears. Why did you have to go? Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Again, thanks for your suggestions with that, with all the songs that we had locked in there, with the song title, and it all had the word tell in. We'll have another one of those tomorrow as well. Or, actually, we might have the top 40 of a certain decade coming up tomorrow, but I'll let you know. Stick around. Right, now we've got a poll alert. Yes, do you know what? I've not done a klaxon yet. I need a klaxon, actually. So, yes, it's a poll alert for the top winter comfort foods. Now, they've just been announced. Now, I've the top 20 in my hands now. I will be sharing you with them soon as well. And are your faves amongst them, but it says around 72% of us, that's almost two-thirds, yeah, well done, Joe, say that comfort foods are one of the favourite things about the colder seasons. Yeah, hands up, I've got my hands up with that one. 35% of us apparently say we eat comfort foods when we're feeling cold. Yes, that's my excuse as well. But over half of us as well still cook them during the summer months. Well, I do like my old jacket potatoes going on, but so, yeah, so anyway, how many of us as well still cook meals that we ate when we was a kid, sort of, you know, like burgers and chips and choc ice, you know, choc ice and chips, wasn't it, the day? Do you remember that? There's 50%, over 50% of us say we still eat the comfort dish that we had when we was in our childhood. Well, I think I'm trying to remember, actually, as I'm reading that and thinking all about it, yeah. But anyway, over a quarter of us eat comfort foods as well when we've had a day, bad day at work. Well, I never have them when I'm at work because I don't have a bad day at work, so I spend it with you. And 20% of us eat comfort foods on their birthdays. Well, I reckon there's a lot more than that. Now, I will give you the top 20, but I'll give you just a sneak peek at the top two. And it's making my mouth water, to be fair. The top 20, the 20 is sticky toffee pudding. Oh, and the next one is steak pie and mash. Number 18, and I've got one of these waiting at home for me, a special one. It's tomato soup. I'm coming back with more later. I know, see, it's worth sticking around here on Phoenix FM. But I'm happy now. And, well, I'm as happy as Pharrell Williams, to be fair.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m. It's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Brea Grope Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old-school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, well, the boys are back tonight. Yeah, the Orient Hour at 7 o'clock and at 8 o'clock. We've also got punk, metal, hardcore, electronica. I always have to take a deep breath for this one. Hip-hop, folk, world, all driven with passion by Nick Field. And he's actually got Daddy, Those Men Scare Me, and he'll be chatting to their local band. So he's going to be chatting to the local band there tonight. And, of course, Darren Mutu, 2 hours of just brilliant old-school reggae. Enough said there about that, because it's too good. Right, also coming up in the second hour, don't forget, no, the third hour, what time is it? Oh yeah, it's 4:55. We have the number one of 1988 waiting for you, The Other Side of the News. I will give you the rest of the list as well of the most popular comfort foods. We're only on 17, which is one of Mike Jacket Potato, 16 Roast Lamb Dinner Shop, sorry if you're a vegan, 15 Shepherd's Pie, 14 Macaroni Cheese. Do you know what? I'm getting really hungry now. But yes, so taking us up to the top of the hour now, and I'll read some more of these out the other side of the hour, is Thompson Twins, Love on Your Side, because it's Joe Leeway's birthday today.
Love on your side.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.